Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will focus on the swing bands of Artie Shaw, Benny Moten, Lionel Hampton, Woody Herman with Marianne McCall doing the vocals, Benny Goodman and Stan Kenton with Anita O'Day. Clarinet man Artie Shaw was an up-and-coming band leader when in 1935 he was asked if he could fill in between more prominent bands at a big concert in New York City. Well, it turned out that he was the most popular set at the concert. This helped jumpstart his career. Let's start with three instrumentals by the Shaw Big Band, Oscar Hammerstein's Lover Come Back to Me, At Sundown, and W.C. Handy's Chante Les Bas. This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Benjamin Moten was born in Kansas City in 1894. He showed little interest in music, but his parents insisted he learn the piano, so he learned to play ragtime. He formed his own trio in 1922 and made his first recordings in 23 with the sextet. By 1926, he led a full orchestra called the Kansas City Orchestra. The band really began to swing in 1930 when Count Basie was added to the band as a second pianist. In 1935, Moten died suddenly after a routine tonsillectomy. He was only 40 years old. It's a sad story. But Basie gathered the players and reformed the band and went on to fame in the swing era with his Count Basie Orchestra. Here are three instrumentals by the Kansas City Orchestra from 1932, a few years prior to the official swing era. Moten Swing, Toby, and Rodgers and Hart's The Blue Room. Thank you. This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Lionel Hampton was an up-and-coming jazz drummer in 1930, but then he met Louis Armstrong, who invited Hampton to join him on some recordings and also encouraged Lionel to take up the recently invented vibraphone. So the first jazz vibraphonist was born. I've got three instrumentals by the Hampton Orchestra lined up, two originals, Hampton Stomp and Stompology, then Jelly Roll Morton's Shoeshiner's Drag. Thank you. You've got the Dr. Jazz Big Band program. Marianne McCall was born in 1919 in Philadelphia. Despite having rickets as a child, she became a dancer in a chorus line in Philly, but found that singing would serve her ambition better. She briefly filled in for Edith Wright with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, then was hired by Woody Herman a year later. She sang with Charlie Barnett from 1939 to 40. She dropped out of music for a while, but returned with Herman from 46 to 50. She was married to jazz saxophonist Al Cohn for a while. She performed intermittently and slowly faded away from music. She passed away in 1994 at 75. Here's Marianne with the Herman Orchestra with three songs, Big Wig in the Wigwam, Romance in the Dark, and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
Born to be kissing. just let them dance. We're gonna find romance in the dark. Sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No need to grumble, just smile. Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. We've sure got the clarinet playing band leaders on this program, Artie Shaw, Woody Herman, and now Benny Goodman. I've got two instrumentals by the Goodman Orchestra, Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp and Christopher Columbus. Thank you. This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Anita O'Day was born Anita Bell Colton in Kansas City in 1919, but she grew up in Chicago. She left her unhappy home at 14 to dance in marathon dance contests. After 2 years, she returned to Chicago and began singing in local clubs. Gene Krupa saw her perform and hired her. When Krupa's band broke up in 43, she sang with Woody Herman for a month. In 1944, she joined the Stan Kenton Orchestra for 11 months. She was arrested at her home, where two undercover cops arrested Anita and her husband for marijuana possession during a party. After 90 days in jail, she sang with Woody Herman for a while and then went on her own. She had problems with alcohol and became addicted to heroin and almost overdosed. She was busted for heroin and was sent to jail again. She recorded a number of jazz albums in the 50s and 60s, which cemented her place as one of the great jazz singers. She passed away in 2006 at age 87. Here's O'Day with the Kenton Big Band with Singin' the Blues and I Want a Grown-Up Man, both composed by Anita, and then In a Little Spanish Town.
grown-up man to sing to. I want me a grown-up man to cling to. I guess I've had just enough of all this puppy love stuff. Want a grown-up man. I want me a grown-up who will please me. I'm tired of all the ones who tease me. I want to sigh till I'm weak. Don't want a kiss on the cheek. Want a grown-up man. Sinatra, Mature, Cary Grant's allure are the theme of my glamorous dream. I've got to get away from this adolescent label, 'cause I'm ready, willing, but not quite grable. I don't want romance with Mickey Rooney or any of the kids that ever knew me. But I'll still take what I can, 'cause somebody else wants a grown-up man. You know who, I know who, our Uncle Sam.
And down upon a night like this, then he whispered, "Be true to me," and she sighed, "See, see." Many moons have passed away, but still he's in her heart. Many moons have passed away, that far apart. She made a
join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.